Today's shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Ches Mabez at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. Says the Mishnah Shachta Chutzlos Manoi. If somebody shechted a carbon taida with the machshava, with the thought that it will be eaten at the wrong time, as we've often mentioned, the amount of time that the Torah gives us to eat the carbon taida is yoyim v'layla, one day and one night. And this person had in mind to eat it tomorrow, or chutzlum kaimai, to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. The Mishnah is not speaking that he ate it chutzl, that he did it chutzlum man chutzlum kaimai. For everywhere we have in the Gemara, in Mishnayis, where it says chutzlum manai chutzlum kaimai, it doesn't mean that that's what happened. Because if that's what happened, that's already after the carbon was brought. Rather, the definition of chutzl zman and chutzl mekaymai means with a machsheva of chutzl zman and chutzl mekaymai. And both of these cases, the carbon is possible. And by chutzl zmanoi, there's even a chiv karis because it's pigle. But in both of these cases, kidesh halechem. The lechem that was brought with that carbon is considered Kaddish, and has all the halacha of Kaddish. And the reason is, because as we learned very extensively in Masechet Zvachim, that when you have such a carbon, even though you obviously did something which is very wrong, the halacha is that in Olala Yerid, that if this carbon is put on the Mizbech, it remains there. So it accomplishes enough that this acts accomplish enough that it's Kiddush Alechem. However, if you shech the carbon taidam and the animal turns out to be a treifa, then the halacha is like kiddush halacha, because in this case the carbon became posel. The carbon was posel before it was slaughtered, and therefore, since it was posel before the shechita took place, it doesn't have the ability to mekadesh the lechem, because this is a case where halacha tells us im ola teired shachta v'nimtzus ba'mum. What is the halacha if it was shachta and was found to be a ba'mum? Rabbi Elazar amar kiddush. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that the lechem is kaddish, even though of course it was a ba'mum before we shechted it, and since it was a ba'mum before we shechted it, why is there halacha of kiddush alechem? Explain the Gemara that the mum that we're speaking about in our Gemara is dukin shba'ayin, a cataract, and as we have learned or will learn, that is not considered such a significant mum, and therefore it's kiddush alechem. The chachamim, whereas the opinion of chacham is like kiddush, that the lechem doesn't become kaddish. Very easy understand why, because it was already posel before the shechita took place. Shachta shloi l'shma, if somebody shechted the carbon shlamim, the carbon taida, with a machsheva of shloi l'shma, so the halacha is that became el shlamim, el amaluim, that as we have been discussing, there were carbonists that were brought on the day that they inaugurated the Mishkan, that Aaron and his children brought el hashlamim. And with that came a sal matzis. And then the chen shnei kifsi atzeres, the two kabbanis that are brought in shvus, that we spoke about so many times. With them come the shtei alechem. And all these cases of shachtim shloi l'shman, if they were brought shloi l'shma, l'kiddush halechem, the lechem does not become kaddish with the shchitasam. Because the Torah says when it speaks about the lechem etayda, al zevach, Toida Shlomov, and from there we learn that if it was brought Shaloi Lishma, the halacha is that Loikidish Halechem, and then the halacha of Shtei Halechem and the matzahs of the Elam Aluim are all the same type of kabbonis, where we have a carbon and then we have Lechem that comes along with it, therefore they all have this the same halacha. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Mani, asked the Gemara, whose opinion does our Mishnah represent? Says the Gemara, Rameya represents the opinion of Rameya. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Zeh Klal, this is the rule, Kol Shepsula Kodim Shchita, wherever the disqualification was there before the Shechita, the Loch is like Kiddush Alechem. That won't be Mekadosh the Lechem. However, Pisula Acha Shechita, if it came after the Shechita, and as I saw the Achrayim explain, it's not a question of before or after. As long it was not there before, because when we speak about what we spoke in the, just now, the Mishnah about Machshavas Pigel, there it wasn't after. The point in our Mishnah was is that it wasn't there before. And in all cases where it wasn't there before, then the halacha is Kiddush Alechem. And therefore, as we just explained, Shachta, if it was brought when Machshavas Chutzos Man and Chutzos Mekaymai, so therefore that disqualification was not there prior, the halacha is Kiddush Alechem. Shachtav, and then it's a treifa, but if you shecht it and it finds that it's a treifa, so the treifa was there before the shechita, and therefore, like Kiddush Alechem. Shachtav, and then it's balmum. What about it if you shecht it and you found the balmum? Mishum Rav Lezo Eimer, Kiddush Alechem, and Rishu Eimer, like Kiddush, that the lechem doesn't become Kaddush. Divir Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir's interpretation in this entire, all these various cases and the various opinions. To which Rabbi Huda says, "I'm Rabbi Huda. Le'nachalku Rabbi Lezer Bishua Ashenachtav Nemtzus Treifa." Everybody agrees that if they shecht the animal and it's a treifa, shloi kiddush, because everybody agrees that this is a case that imola, it was put on the mizbeach teired, it should be removed from the mizbeach, and therefore the halacha is that the carbon will be that the lechem doesn't have any kedusha. Furthermore, al-chutz l'zmanoi, that if somebody had a machshavas chutz l'zmanoi when he brought the carbon, that the halacha will be that the halacha will be that kiddush alechem, that carbon is fine. That if, even though there was a machshavas pigel when the carbon was brought, the halacha is that the carbon is kaddish. Why? Because the avoided that's going to be done with this carbon is actually avoided that's considered a significant avoider. For as we've learned many times in our shiurim, that bringing carbon has in it four steps. The shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. Corresponding by mincha, we have the kmitza, the kiddush kaimitz, the halachas kaimitz, and the burning of the kaimitz on the mizbeach. The halacha is that a carbon doesn't become pigel unless all four steps were done. And therefore, so we see there is a significance to those steps. And therefore, since there's a significance to those steps, that they are what make the carbon pigel. And since they are what make the carbon pigel, so therefore the lechem is kaddish, because we're doing something that is significant. It has the ability to make something pigle. A balmum shloi kiddush. Furthermore, if the animal is a balmum, when you shechted it, that it doesn't have the ability to mekadosh the lechem. Where a chutz makaymai. Rather, says the Gemara, the machlokes is in a situation where it was done when a shavas chutz makaymai. Rabbi Lezer Eimer kiddush. Rabbi Lezer says kiddush. Rabbi Yeshua Omer loy kiddush. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's not going to be mekadosh the lechem. Says the Gemara, what is the basis? Now explains Rabbi Yehuda for the machlokes of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Lezer hoyel chutz l'zmanoi pasul. We know that if somebody brings a carbon machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, the carbon is pasul, and if somebody has machshavas chutz l'mekaymoi, the carbon is pasul. So says the Gemara. Ma chutz l'zmanoi, just like we finished explaining, that if somebody brought the carbon with a machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, kiddush, it's mekadosh the lechem. So similarly, af chutz l'mekaymoi kiddush, says the Gemara on Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua counter argues. He says, how have a chutz l'mekaymoi pasul, and machshavas chutz l'mekaymoi disqualifies the carbon, and balmum pasul, and an animal which is balmum is a disqualification. So says the Gemara, ma ba'mum lo kiddush, just like we finished saying that ba'mum, if the animal turns out to be ba'mum, the lechem is not kadosh, af chutz l'mekaymoi, so too will be Ralach v'chutz makaymei to like Kiddush. Amalei Reb Elazar. So Reb Elazar says to Reb Yeshua, I need the misa l'chutz l'zmanoi. I'm comparing the situation of chutz l'mkaymei to chutz l'zmanoi. V'ata the misa, but you're comparing the situation of chutz l'mkaymei to balmum. So he says to him, Nira l'mi daima, what is a better match? Im daima chutz l'mkaymei, if it's more similar to chutz l'zmanoi, so then the daimai, the chutz l'zmanoi, it should have the same halacha as chutz l'zmanoi. Vim daimai l'balmum, and if it's more similar to balmum, then the daimai mi balmum, then we'll treat it like a balmum. Hisker Abulaz Laden. So now Abulaz starts to search, what is the better match? He says, Donan, when we speak about chutz makaymai, which is a psul machshava, which is a psul that based on having the wrong machshava when you bring the carbon, so therefore it should make sense that we should compare it to chutz lezmanoi, which is also psul machshava, and that ain't done in psul machshava, the psul aguf, and not compare it to balmum, which is about psul aguf, to which Rabbi Yeshua said, Hischel, Rabbi Yeshua lauded, and Rabbi Yeshua said, Donan psul shein by karis. This is a psul that has no karis from a balmum, which also, if somebody eats from a carbon that had a machshavas chutz makaymai, the carbon is pasul, but eating from that carbon doesn't carry a chiv karis, like eating from a carbon with chutz lezmanoi carries a chiv karis. Hiska b'shul ladin donan psul shein by karis. The psul shem bekaris, balmum is also psul shem bekaris. Val yachi chutz lezmanoi, and don't bring a raya for chutz lezmanoi, which is a psul she yesh bekaris. So the question is, I saw that many the Sfasemis and others ask. Let's think about this. The Gemara is now telling us that chutz lezmanoi is a much more serious disqualification. If chutz lezmanoi is a much more serious disqualification, yet it has the ability, as we learned a few minutes ago, that if somebody brought a carbon when achshavas chutz lezmanoi kidesh alechem, so certainly in a case of chutz mekaymai, which we just finished explaining now, is not such a serious disqualification, proof being that there's no chiv karis, certainly it should be mekadesh de lechem, is that. So they answer, as we said a few minutes ago, by chutz lezmanoi, you need all the steps to make it into a carbon. So we see that those steps are significant. And maybe that is the reason we should treat chutz lezmanoi different than chutz mekaymai. Void, and another reason, nedainai, mishloi lishma. We should compare the case of chutz mekaymai from the case of shloi lishma, which is a case of machshava. Psul machshava, it's a case of a disqualification of psul machshava, and I saw the Sfasemis points out, it's not, the words of the Gemara are sort of imprecise, because he explains, chutz shloi lishma, first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, is not posel, it's not that it's posel, it's only lo'olol ba'al shoim chayva, but the point being, it's a psul, that, and it's aimed by chorus, and therefore the same thing should be by chutz l'mekaymai, and hearing these arguments, the shasik Reb Elazar, that the halacha is that Reb Elazar remained quiet, that and was seemingly agreeable that it should be that the halacha should be, we should learn it from there, from Meir, and Rameya that says that Reb Elazar holds that shocht of nimsus balmom kiddush alechem. So the question asked the Gemara is my shna shocht of nimsus treifa. We learned that if we found that it was a treifa, that a psul kadim shchita. So that disqualification existed before the shchita, and since that disqualification existed before the shchita, like kiddush alechem, and therefore asked the Gemara my shna shocht of nimsus balmom. It should the like psul kadim shchita. Where it's that it's also, isn't it also a disqualification that was there before the Shechita? So why shouldn't Alocha Balmum and Trefa be the same? And since the Gemara is talking about Bedukin Shabayin, as we explained, that it's a cataract, But I'll leave it to Rekiva. Rekiva teaches us that if an animal was turned, that we shechted, a carbon turned out to have the disqualification of Dukim Shabayin, the Loch is Lo Yerdu. And there are two reasons why it's treated differently than all other Balimum. One reason it's treated differently than all other Balimum is because it's ain't a nicker. It's not a mum that's very noticeable. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw why it's treated differently than all other Balimum is because by a bird, there's halacha mechusa aver, that a bird that's missing a limb is a psul by a bird. Every other disqualification is not disqualification by a bird. Dukin shba'ayin, a bird that has a cataract, is not such a significant disqualification, and therefore, since it's not such a significant disqualification, that's why the halacha is olu lo yerdu, and that's why over here, even though it's a balmum, it will mekadosh the lechem. Vidach, and ask the Gemara that according to the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda says that everybody agrees that if the animal turns out to be a balmum, like kiddush alechem, what about what we just learned according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva? Says the Gemara, Kiyam Rabbi Kiva imalo lo yerdu. When Rabbi Kiva say that, then Psule the gufa, that the animal, we're talking about the animal itself that we were makadish, and that animal itself that we were makadish, the halacha is imalo lo yerdu. But here we're talking about, does this animal have the ability to makadish the lechem? And here we're saying lekudush lechem loy, it does not have the ability to be makadish the lechem. Etmar continues the Gemara chatus shechta. If somebody shechted a karma chatus with a machshava shloy lezman, and also it was put on the mizbeach loy teirid, that the halacha is that it should be left in the mizbeach. The Gemara Masech Tzvachim on that Pei Dalid Amud Aleph teaches us a rule that Kola Torah Achas L'Chola Elam Mizbeach. The same rule applies by everything that's put on the Mizbeach, that the Halacha is Olu La Yerdu. If it was brought Chutz L'Mekaymai, if the Chatzis was Shechted with a Machsheves Chutz L'Mekaymai, and then it was put on the Mizbeach, we have a Machlokes. Rav Amar Tered, and Rava Amar Loi Teirid. So Tarsus asks a question. There's a Mishnah that tells us clearly that everybody agrees that both by Shechitas Chutz L'Zmanai and Chutz L'Mekaymai Em Olu Lo Yerdu. And therefore asks Tarsus, how could Rava over here suggest that Shechitas Chutz L'Mekaymai Teirid? So Tarsus answers that Rava says, we don't learn chutz l'mekaymai from chutz l'zmanai by kachim kalim. There we're talking about kachi kachim. And there we learn chutz l'mekaymai chutz l'zmanai. And therefore, he's going to be differentiating between kachim kalim and kachi kadoshim. What is the difference between kachi kachim and kachim kalim? The zrika stam by kachim kalim is a very significant act. Because until the Zerika Saddam of Kitchum Kalim, there was no part of the carbon that was subject to Me'ila. By Kachi Kachim, as soon as we designate the animal as Kachi Kachim, it's subject to Me'ila even before Zerika Saddam. So therefore, by Kachi Kachim, the Zerika is not so significant, and because it was already subject to Me'ila before. And therefore, Allah is Olo Lo Yerdu. Whereas when we speak about Kachim Kalim, Chutz l'zmanoi, which we keep on saying in our shir, that even the acts that are being done that you shouldn't be doing are significant. That's why the loch is lo yardu. Chutz l'mekaymai don't have that difference. The Rosh differentiates between the mure chattis and the basa chattis. The loch is when that indeed, as we said, that the Mishnah that says that chutz l'zmanoi that's talking about the emurim of the carbon. The machloikus of Rava and Rava is about the basar of the carbon. So again, Rava amatayrid, Rava amaloyteirid. Rava, Rabbi Yeshua, Rava holds like Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we learn chutz l'mekaymai from Balmum, and by Balmum we just finished saying emaloyteirid. same thing will be by chutz l'mekaymei. Rava Kareb Elazar, that we compare chutz l'mekaymei to chutz l'zmanoi. Instead of just saying by chutz l'zmanoi ma'ala lo yered, so too will be the halacha by chutz l'mekaymei. But says the Gemara, v'hada bei Rabba l'gabe de Rava, Rava ultimately agreed with Rava, but the hada Rabba Elazar l'gabe de Rabbi Shua, just like we found earlier, Rabba Elazar agreed to Rabbi Shua, he too was a well. V'kadamri, but there's a different version, that Afgav the Hodabe Rabbi Elazar l'gabe de Rabbi Shua, even though Rabbi Elazar ultimately agreed with Rabbi Shua, Rabba the Rabbi Rava like Hodabe. Rava did not ultimately agree with Rabbi Yeshua. Hasam who the Kamalei. By the case of Kiddush Alechem, that's where Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Elazar, Nedayna Shalai Lishma, that there's a reason to compare it to the case of, Shalai Lishma. Aval Hacham, regarding the Alecha of Me'ola Lo Yerid, Idas like Shalai Lishma, if you're going to compare it to the case of Shalai Lishma, the Alecha will be Me'ola Lo Yerid. We learned in the Mishnah the Shachta Shalai Lishma, the Karban Taidu, the El Meluim, the Kifse Etzeres, that were all Shachta Shalai Lishma, the Alecha is like Kiddush Alechem. Amar Rava, Papa, to which our Papa says, Shavak Tana Didon, the Tana of our Mishnah, did not speak about El Nozer the Shriach, because the El Nozer could take place in all future generations in Klal Yisrael, for Nokar El Meluim, and spoke about the El Meluim. And he finds that sort of difficult, because the El Meluim was a one-time event, and the El Nozer was forever when people are become Nazirim. So indeed, ask the Gemara, why did our Tana prefer to speak about the El Meluim? Says the Gemara, Tana Didon, Ika de Milsa Nokit. This was, explains Rashi, the first carbon that was brought with bread attached to it. Therefore, the Tana focuses on it. Another pshat that I saw is that our Mishnah speaking about carbon tzibur. The El Nozer is not an oil and not an El Tzibur. Our Mishnah now begins to speak about Nesachim. We know that Kabanis, especially Oyla, Shlomim, Taida, the halach is that they have to bring along with it a Mechas Nesachim. The ingredients of a Mechas Nesachim are Soyla, Shemen, V'yayin. The Shemen, the oil, is mixed together with the flour, and it's completely burnt in the Mizbeach. And the wine is poured down the drain of the Mizbeach. Or another pshat that we saw is that poured on the top of the Mizbeach. Machloikus. The amount of flour, oil, and wine depends on which animal is being brought as a carbon. If you're bringing a keves, then you're bringing a soren soilus, 3 lugim of oil and 3 lugim of wine. If you bring an aisle, you bring 2 asroinim of soilus, 4 lugim of oil, and 2 lugim and 4 lugim of wine. And in a baka kabanai, maybe you bring 3 asroinim flour, 6 lugim of oil, and 6 lugim of wine. Says the Marahan Nesachim Shekitshu Bekli, if the ingredients of the Nesachim were put into klisharis, the nimtza, and then the carbon that was accompanying those Nesachim turns out to be pasul, im yezeva acher, if there's another carbon available, yakrivimai, use the Mechas Nesachim for that carbon. Vim lanu, but if the Nesachim were left overnight, if the Nesachim that were left overnight, then Yifsu Belina they become disqualified being left overnight, and they were destroyed. Amazira, to which Ziri comments, Eina Nesachim Miskatshim, the Karban, the Nesachim don't become Kaddish, that all the Aloch of Hegdish should apply to them. That means that Rashi says, can they be switched from one carbon to another carbon? Taisa says that it doesn't get a Kedusha Saguf, that once it gets a Kedusha Saguf, there's a psulin on them. Once there's a Kedusha Saguf, there's a psul yoitz on them. And therefore, says Ziri, Eina Nesachim Miskatshim, they don't get this Kedusha, Ela b'shchitas azavach, when the carbon is slaughtered. What's the reason that the Nesachim's Kedusha is dependent on the slaughtering of the carbon? My Tama, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Zavach u'Nesachim. The Torah connects the Nesachim to the Zavach. Says the Gemara Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, HaNesachim Shekach Shebekli, V'nim to Zavach Pasol, Im Yei Zavach Acher, if we have another carbon, Yikrov u'Imai, use it for that carbon. V'imlanu, if they're left overnight, Yifsu Belina become Pasol Alina. Says the Gemara, my love, is our Mishnah not speaking about the Shalom Shechita, that the carbon became possible by the Shechita? And if that case, why will the carbon became possible by the Shechita? And therefore the Nesachim are not Kaddish. And if the Nesachim are not Kaddish, why is there Lina? Says the Gemara, it became possible by Zrika. And since it became possible by Zrika, now the Mishnah is most understandable. They got the Kedushas Aguf by the Shechita, and therefore the halacha that comes with something having Kedushas Aguf is already applicable. Says the Gemara Kaman, whose opinion does this follow? Karebi. The two primary acts that will make a carbon kosher are the ones that Malam Zoybelezeh. Each one has the independent ability. Each one has the independent ability to be mekadesh the lechem. And therefore, the fact that was shechita, the shechita alone has that ability. Says the Gemara, no. I feel the time of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah could even be following the opinion of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Hachamai skinen, what is the case of our Mishnah? Kigon shekibol dam b'kais. There was already Kabbalah Saddam. And after there was Kabbalah Saddam, v'nishbach, then the blood spilled out. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Savaloi Kavasei Davur, and Rabbi Elazar holds like his father, that a Kalaim Elizar Kazaruk Dami, that anything that's ready to have Zrika Saddam, the Halacha looks at it as if there was Zrika Saddam, and therefore, what are you saying that it needs Zrika also to have the Kedusha Saguf? Here we're going to say that it is considered like there was already Zrika Saddam, because Kalaim Elizar Kazaruk Dami. So there's an interesting tshuva, and the Shalos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer, Yoredei Simen Kuf Tzadikei. He's speaking about the case where somebody is waiting to take a haircut. So now the question is if we apply the concept of Kala Oymed Lokutz Kukomitz Dami, that anything that's supposed to happen, the Halach of Yuz, as if it already happened, so this hair is like cut. And if that case, then the halacha should be that if somebody has to go to the mikveh, that hair should be viewed as cut hair. So, is the same? Do we say the same of kolay melizroik? The halacha is command kolay melokutz. So he wants to suggest that it's not necessarily the same. The reason it's not the same is because what made it royal is Rika, that you did Kabbalah Saddam. So says the Chassam Sofer that the cutting of the accepting of the blood, that's called ready as if you did the Zrika Kolam Zirka Zarek Dami. However, here that it doesn't make that immediately because you decide to have a haircut, that's considered like you had a haircut. Ramosha, also in the Aliyus Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Beis, Simon Peches, says that even though we say Kala Emel Izer Kizaruk Dami, we do not necessarily say that Kala Emel Lokutz Kukutz Dami. He says, because what we want to accomplish with Kala Emel Izerik is not the same as what we want to accomplish with Kala Emel Lokutz. We will call Oymed Lizrik. We want to say that even though an act didn't happen, the halacha views it as if the act happened. By call Oymed Lokutz, we want to say that something which is there is not there. To say that something that's supposed to happen happened, that's an easier fit than to say that something that's there is not there altogether. Says the Gemara Amamar, many Mefarshim make an interesting observation. Usually, when it says Omamar, when the Gemara uses the words amamar, it's going back to something that it says on a brisa. Here we're going back to something that says in the Mishnah. Amamar, we learned, im yesh ezavik acher, if for some reason you can't use the nesachim, then the halacha is that you should use it im zavik acher yikra v'imai. Ask the Gemara, if oil was designated for one mincha, posel shem mincha cheres, it can't be used for a different mincha. So these nesachim, asked the Gemara, were identified for this carbon. So ask the Gemara if they were identified to be used for this carbon. Ask the Gemara, why would we be able to use them for? Why would they be able to use it for different carbon? Says the Gemara. Answers the Gemara to that question. Amar Rav Yanai lay bez the masna layim. When they're brought with the intention that if they need it for this carbon, fantastic, and we'll use it for that purpose. Vimlav, but if not, then yil zavak acher. Then they should be brought for another carbon. So Rashi says that this lay bezdin is only by carbon tzibur, because the carbon tzibur is under the rule, under the control of the bezdin, and bezdin makes a tanai lay bezdin masna. But when we speak about a carbon yochid, we can't say lay bezdin masna. Bezdin has nothing to do with it. But it depends on each individual. But there are Rishonim that disagree. And there are Rishonim that say the lay bez the masna could even be applied to carbon yachid. This opens up an interesting question I saw the Paiskim discuss. Let's say you have a shul with a very tall ceiling. So the whole room had the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And now they want to build on that space a Ezras Noshim or different rooms. Can we build it there? Or does it mean that we're taking it off from its Kedusha? And the question is that, do we say lay bez the masna, that when the shul was built, it was built with the understanding that if we're going to need it for a different purpose, it could be used for a different purpose or not? So the Divrei Chaim has a very interesting approach. He says that there's no Kedusha to the Avir Beis HaKnesses. The Kedusha is on the floor of the Beis HaKnesses, not to the Avir Beis HaKnesses. The Imri Yosha Ramei Arik disagrees. And he says that just like the Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha, the entire Avir, the entire airspace of the Beis HaKnesses has the Kedusha. However, many Paiskim say that even though if we'll agree with the Imri Yosher that the entire Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha, it's limited, they suggest, to there's a lay bez the masna. And the lay bez the masna will tell us that the Kedusha is only there as long as it's needed. So there's an interesting question that I saw that the Chishuk Echem discusses. We know that the way a chuppah is built, the chuppah by a wedding, is that there are four sticks and a material on top. And the question is, can we use, if there's nothing else available, can we use the proiches that are used in front of Aron HaKodesh? The question is on two types of proiches. The halacha is that, what about the proiches that are on the Beis HaKnesses and Aron HaKodesh in a shul? And what about the proiches that are not in the Beis HaKnesses in a shul, but in a private Beis HaKnesses? So he quotes Rabbi Yoshev, and he says, a very interesting vart. He says that even though our Gemara introduced the concept of lay bez the masna, says Rabbi Yoshev, when is that concept applicable? Rabbi Yoshev says that concept is applicable where we see that that's what people do. Rabbi Yoshev is saying the fact that this is what's done usually is an indication that we should apply the concept of lay bezdin masna. But says Rabbi Yoshev, in a case where nobody does it, where nobody typically takes the pareiches and uses them for a chuppah, so to say that the and everything that's used in the shul, there's a lay, there's the masna, that's not what he says is makes sense. And the way the Chashuk Echema therefore looks at the shaila is in a most interesting fashion. The Chashuk Echema seems to be saying as follows. We should look at what these preiches are used for. If we see that these preiches are used for chuppah purposes, then whether it's the private preiches or the tzibur preiches, we could assume there's a lay bez the masna. And I think what he means to say with that is that lay bez the masna included in the concept of lay bez the masna is that you don't need the bezna should explicitly make a tanai. Included in the concept of lay bez the masna is there's an assumption there was such a tanai. But when could such assumption be assumed? When it's commonly done. But if not, then we can't apply the concept of, we cannot apply a concept of lay bez the masna and say that everything that's hegdish, there's such an automatic tanai on. But ask the Gemara, if we're saying that or we're applying this concept of lay bez the masna, so ask the Gemara, Yachi Shemin Nami, so why don't we say it by the Shemin also, that if the Shemin was designated and therefore it can't be used, we can't use it for a different Shemin. Answers the Gemara, Shemin gu for the Minchihi. Shemin is the Mincha. And therefore, since the Shemin is the Mincha, we can't apply the concept of Lei Bez the Masna. Where I saw the Rishonim that explained the Shemin is usually mixed in to the Karban Mincha. And therefore, we can't apply the concept of Lei Bez the Masna. Whereas the Nesachim, which we're speaking about in our Shir today, are not part of the Mincha. Ask the Gemara, V'lisna Leim the Nifku L'chulin. If we're relying on lay bez the masna, then if they're not needed, they shouldn't be kadosh. So why did the Mishnah say they should be used for a different carbon? Why doesn't the halacha say that it could be used, that it should be, that if it's not needed, it should go to chulin? Answers the Gemara for a different reason. Xeris shem yomer metzim klisharis l'chol. These nesachim were already in klisharis. And now, even though based on the concept of lay bez the masna, we'd be allowed to switch them, people will think that something that already has kedusha could be removed for something else. So ask the Gemara if that's the concern. So Ashenami, why should we not be concerned? Gzeir Shem Yoimru, Nesachim Shefrichin L'shum Zavach Zeh, Shem L'shum Zavach Acher, that you could just switch it from one carbon to another. Answers the Gemara, Hatani, Metasyah ben Yehuda said in a brisa, Kigon Shezavach Zuvach Bezos Shah. Indeed, you can't just have the Nesachim not used. What it meant was, we're speaking about a case where the other carbon is right there. So it doesn't seem like we're waiting around with that carbon. Says the Mahatani, Aval Ein Zuvach Bezos Shah. So according to your explanation now, if there isn't another carbon that those Nesachim could be used for immediately, my wawab da halacha, that we should let them become pasul, the pasulina. So ask the Gemara if that's the case, add the Tani Sefer, when we learned in the Mishnah, Imlana Yifsul Belina, Lifsul Velesna Bididah, the Mishnah should have been sharper, it's a Bemedva Mamurim, when could these Nesachim that can't or are not able to be used with the carbon that they were originally designated for be used for another carbon? Show it as another carbon available, so I can immediately switch it there. Aval ain zavach zavuch b'yis shop. If there is no other carbon available, loy says the Mara. That's exactly what the Mishnah meant to say. Hachinam yakama. That's exactly what the Mishnah said. Medvar amurim. When can these nesachim be used for another carbon? Show you zavach zavuch b'yis shop. What is another carbon there? Aval ain zavach zavuch b'yis shop. If there is no other carbon there, Nasa Kamishit Nifsul Lina Upsulin, and indeed not use them. Ask the Gemara. But now we are applying the concept of Lei Bez the Masna. Ask the Gemara, Miasel Rab Shimon Lei Bez the Masna Leim, does he subscribe to that concept? Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Idi Barav and Amar Rav Amr, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan. To me, them Shloyochot Shul Tzibur. Which means as follows. We know a number of halachas. One halacha is that the carbon tamid is brought from the machzis shekel. Number two, the halacha is, as we've learned, that we always have, the halacha is, ein pachas mishisha tulayim av karm belishas tulayim. There have to always be six animals available in the place where they examine the animals. We know, actually we learned it from the Karm Pesach, that was already designated on Yud Nisan, even though it was brought on Yud Dalet Nisan, that we have to have the animals sequestered, quarantined for 4 days before. So now we have an interesting problem. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a time when they have the new, we have to start using the new Machzis HaShekel. Animals that were taken from before Rosh Chodesh, from funds from before Rosh Chodesh, can't be used now. It's the new year. We have to use the new money. So what do we do with that money? These animals, we can't be part of them when they're healthy, because the halacha is that any animal that's hegdish and healthy, the halacha is you're not allowed to be part of it. According to Chamim, Niftin Tamimim, we can be part of them. Why? Because we say Le Bezdin Maskin Aleim. And we say that the Bezdin said that the Kedusha should not be Chal if they're not usable. But we see Rav Shimon disagrees. But if an Agamar will learn that Rav Shimon subscribes to the concept of Le Bezdin Maskna, why shouldn't he subscribe to it there as well? And it's the Gemara Shani Hasim, just like the Cantabaria. We can't bring a Raya from there to here. There, we can let the animal go to pasture, develop a mum, and then we'll be poided. And we don't have to rely, and we don't have to rely on Lev Bezdin Masna. Whereas by us with the Nesachim, if they become disqualified, there's nothing to do other than to dispose of them. That's not a great Eitzim. So the Shita Mekubetzes brings a question from the Sar Mikutzi. He doesn't understand. We know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is coming. And since we know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is coming, and that animals that were bought from the old funds will not be usable anymore, so they should put into the Lishkas HaTalayim, yes, we have to have animal quarantined, but we should put already animals that are brought from the new Truma. Says the Ritva that the way we bought animals, they always bought animals for the whole year. It wasn't like they bought every day new animals. It's part of the concept that we learned in a shir recently of Ein Anis v'Makom Ashiris. Everything was done in a very big manner, and they always had enough animals. To say that we should be so careful and not have enough animals so that when we come to the last 2 days of the year, we'll only buy from the new money. There were so many animals there that isn't the practical solution, says the Ritva.